This is VOA News, recording by remote. I'm Mike Brown. World leaders pledged more than $3 billion on Thursday for the global fight against the pandemic, as the United States marked a grim point in its own COVID-19 battle. And without the billions of dollars in emergency funding President Biden has sought from Congress, the U.S. has recorded about 82 million COVID-19 cases, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Estimates of the total deaths vary, but as of Thursday, Johns Hopkins University data said about 999,000 deaths had been recorded. The U.S. came to this gathering without a commitment from Congress for the $5 billion in global funding that Mr. Biden has asked for. Leading Vice President Kamala Harris appealed to the U.S. Congress to approve the White House funding request. She said, the Biden administration has called on Congress for $22.5 billion in additional emergency funding to battle COVID-19. She said $5 billion of that would be dedicated to the global effort to fight the virus, while the remaining $17.5 billion would go toward domestic funding. At least one person confirmed to have COVID-19 has died in North Korea, and hundreds of thousands have shown fever symptoms, according to state media on Friday, offering hints at the potentially dire scale of the country's first confirmed outbreak since the pandemic began. At least 187,800 people are being treated in isolation after a fever of unidentified origin has explosively spread nationwide since late April, according to the official KCNA news agency report. Around 350,000 people have shown signs of that fever, according to the news agency. Via remote, this is VOA News. Wildfires in the West are on a furious pace. Early this year here in the United States, a fast-moving blaze in Southern California is the latest example, where 20 multi-billion dollar homes, million dollars that is, lay in smolders on Thursday. In New Mexico, the largest blaze burning here in the U.S. has now consumed an area bigger than the city of Dallas in the state of Texas. That fire east of Santa Fe has churned through mountainous forests for more than a month now. AP correspondent Sagar Magani is reporting on a House investigation that has taken an extraordinary step in the Capitol riot probe. Here's his story.
It's an extraordinary step with little precedent. Subpoenas for five sitting members of Congress, including House GOP Chief Kevin McCarthy. Investigators have been looking into his conversations with then-President Trump as the riot unfolded. Less than a week after the insurrection, McCarthy had said Trump bared some responsibility.
He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding.
The panel wants to know about McCarthy's talks with Trump before, during, and after the riot, along with the details on meetings the four other subpoenaed lawmakers had with the White House: Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, Jim Jordan, and Scott Perry. The subpoenas come as the committee prepares for public hearings this summer. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An infant formula shortage that began several months ago is reaching crisis proportions here in the United States, as a combination of supply chain problems and a major recall are making it difficult or impossible for many parents to secure the product. The shortage has prompted retailers to limit the amount of formula that individuals can buy. On Thursday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki announced the administration of President Biden was taking several steps to alleviate the crisis.
These steps include cutting red tape to get more infant formula to store shelves quicker by urging states to provide consumers flexibility on the types of formula they can buy with WIC dollars, calling on the FTC and state attorneys general to crack down on any price gouging or unfair market practices related to sales of infant formula, like third-party sellers reselling formula at steep prices.
The administration of Joe Biden said that in the coming days, the FDA would announce steps to make it easier to import infant formula from other countries. The growing scarcity in the U.S. was primarily attributed to a various supply chain woes caused by the coronavirus pandemic. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.